The Little Pine Tree. Once upon a time, on top of a big hill, in the middle of a great forest of tall trees, there lived a very unhappy little pine tree. The little pine tree hated who she was. She wanted desperately to be somebody else.
"I hate being me. I hate my stubby little branches and my prickly little needles. I hate being green all year long. And most of all, I hate being short."
Every day the little pine tree would look up into the sky and sing,
"Oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish I could be somebody else. Oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish I could be some other tree."
One day, a magic wind was blowing through the forest and heard the little pine tree's unhappy song. Now, this magic wind always carried wishes with her wherever she went. The magic wind felt sad for the unhappy tree and gently circled the little pine tree, whispering,
"If you could be another tree, what kind of tree would you be?"
"What? Who's there?"
"I have given you three wishes. Close your eyes, sing your song, and wish from your heart. And most of all, be happy."
"Three wishes? I know what I want to be. A maple tree with long, slender branches and beautiful green leaves that turn red and yellow in the fall and float to the ground. Yes, to be a maple tree will make me happy."
So the little pine tree shut her eyes tight and sang,
"Oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish I could be somebody else. Oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish I could be some other tree.
I wish I could be a maple tree."
The little pine tree opened up her eyes.
"I am a maple tree. Oh, look at my beautiful green leaves. Look at my long branches swaying in the wind as my big leaves whisper a song. I love being the best maple tree in the forest. I'm so happy."
And the little tree was happy until the sun was high up in the sky, and up the hill clattered three hungry goats. They stopped and sniffed the air.
"Do you smell what I smell?"
said the first goat.
"Maple leaves, mighty good,"
said the second goat, pointing to the little tree.
"Let's eat,"
said the third goat. And they all ran over to the little tree. They nibbled and nibbled and nibbled and nibbled and nibbled until every last maple leaf was gone.
"That was mighty good."
Then the first goat broke off one of the maple tree's tender branches.
"Anyone want a toothpick? Don't mind if I do. I'm so full,"
said the second goat.
"Let's sleep,"
said the third goat. And very slowly, they clattered down the hill to take a nap. The little pine tree looked down at her leafless and broken branches.
"Well, I sure don't like being a maple tree. Leaves aren't so great. But wait, I have two more wishes. I know. I want to be a crystal glass tree. The goats can't eat glass leaves. And I will sparkle in the sunshine, making rainbows with my leaves as they tinkle in the breeze. Yes, to be a crystal glass tree will make me very happy.
So the little pine tree shut her eyes tight and sang,
"Oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish I could be somebody else. Oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish I could be some other tree. I wish I could be a crystal glass tree."
The little pine tree opened up her eyes.
"I am a crystal glass tree. Oh, look at my crystal glass leaves sparkling in the sun. I'm making rainbows just for fun. See my crystal glass branches glisten. Listen to the elegant sound my leaves make tinkling in the breeze. I am the most beautiful tree in the forest. I am so happy."
And the little tree was happy until the sun went behind some clouds, and the clouds got darker and darker in the sky. There was a clap of thunder. There was a flash of lightning. There was a burst of wind, and the clouds opened up and it began to rain. The rain came pelting down on the little tree, and the wind blew sideways, first one direction and then the other. The crystal glass leaves blew off the little tree and were smashed to the ground. The crystal branches broke off the little tree and shattered on the ground. When the storm was over, all of the little tree's branches and leaves were just tiny pieces of broken glass scattered on the ground. The little tree looked down at the pile of glass the storm had destroyed.
"Well, I sure don't like being a crystal glass tree, even though they sparkle. Glass leaves are too fragile. But I have one more wish." "I know. I want to be a solid gold tree. Goats can't eat gold, and rain can't smash gold into pieces. I want to be a solid gold tree with solid gold branches and leaves. I will glitter in the sun during the day and glow under the moon at night. My gold leaves will chime when they touch. I will be the grandest tree in all the forest. All the other trees will look at me. All the animals will come to admire me. Yes, to be a solid gold tree will make me very happy."
So the little pine tree shut her eyes tight and sang,
"Oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish I could be somebody else. Oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish I could be some other tree. I wish I could be a solid gold tree."
The little pine tree opened up her eyes.
"I'm a solid gold tree. Oh, look at my gorgeous gold leaves and solid gold branches. Even my trunk is solid gold. Do you hear the song of my golden chimes? Oh, there is a golden light in the forest on each tree because of me. I shine brighter than the sun. I am the most beautiful, the most magnificent, the greatest tree in all the forest. You maple and oak trees, bow down your branches to me. You animals of the forest, come and worship me. I am so happy.
All through the afternoon, the little tree shone so bright that the sky turned gold. And when the sun went down and the moon came up, the little tree shone even brighter against the black night sky. It was as if the moon itself was sitting on the top of the hill. Until...
Psst! Psst! Yo! Over here! Come on, you guys! I'll show you.
Three robbers came creeping through the forest with big sacks on their backs. They got to the top of the hill and stared at the little tree with their mouths wide open.
Wow!
Said the second robber.
Like, wow!
Said the third robber.
See? I told you. Now do you believe me? This is why the sky is so bright tonight,
said the first robber.
We're rich,
said the second robber.
Like, so rich,
said the third robber.
We'll never, ever have to work again,
said the first robber.
Come on! Let's go!
They took their sacks off their backs and opened them up. Then the robbers began to rip off all the golden leaves from the little tree and stuff them into their sacks. Then they snapped every golden branch and every tiny golden twig off of the little tree and stuffed those into their sacks. Then the robbers peeled off all the golden bark from the trunk of the little tree and stuffed that into their sacks. Finally, the first robber picked up an axe he'd brought with him.
Stand back,
he said to the two other robbers.
This trunk is solid gold inside. I ain't leaving it here. This is mine.
The first robber swung his axe, chop, chop, chop. With three swings of his axe, he chopped the golden trunk down. He tied a rope around the golden log so he could drag it down the hill. Then the first robber swung his heavy sack filled with golden branches and leaves onto his back.
Come on, let's get out of here.
The other robbers picked up their sacks of gold, and they all ran down the hill shouting,
"We're rich! We're rich!"
There was not a single golden leaf or twig to be found. All that was left of the little pine tree was a tiny, broken stump sunk into the ground.
Oh, I wish I could go back to being a little pine tree. I would be happy. But I can't. I've used up all my wishes. And now I'll never be anything. Nothing. I'm nothing but an ugly, old stump.
All night long, the little pine tree cried and cried, and her tears soaked the ground around her. She cried so deeply that she didn't feel the magic wind's breeze or hear the magic wind's gentle whisper.
Come back, little pine tree. Come back. Your tears are true wishes from your heart. Be you. Be happy.
in the morning, when the sun came up, the little pine tree opened her eyes.
I am a little pine tree again. Oh, look at my little branches and my sharp needles that stay green all year round. Oh, look at my short little trunk. I am so happy.
And a little rabbit hopped by and said,
Little pine tree, I missed you. When it was raining, I had no place to go.
And the little pine tree said,
Come in, under my branches, and stay dry.
And a little bird flew by and said,
Little pine tree, I missed you. When it was nighttime, I had no place to sleep.
And the little pine tree said,
Come, sit on my branches and rest.
And the little pine tree never sang the wishing song again. Instead, she sang a new song.
Oh, I'm me. Yes, I'm me. I'm a little pine tree, and I'm not somebody else. Oh, I'm me, yes, I'm me. Oh, I'm a little pine tree, and I am just myself. I am so happy.